Good morning. Okay. What is the dumbest thing you've ever done? Because I know most of you, and some of you will giggle under your breath. Others of you will give a sigh from the very core of who you are. You see, I think we've all done things, some of them pretty stupid, and boy, did we get in trouble for it. Sometimes in real life situations, you may do something and you may have accumulated one more enemy. Now, they'll look for opportunities to talk bad about you, to seize an opportunity to somehow do a character assassination on your reputation. And being honest with you, it may be well deserved with some of the things that we've done. But today, we'll be looking at the eighth and final beatitude. It reads, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." As I pondered these thoughts, I wonder, was there a reason for Jesus to save this one for the last? If this was earlier in the walk, I don't know. It may have been a deal breaker. I think Jesus is letting us know that for us to follow him, it may cost us everything, even our life. Persecution that Jesus is referring to, it is a simple byproduct of reflecting the righteousness of God to a world system that is holding tight to its darkened principles and deviant directives. I wonder, in each of our lives, with our priorities and principles lived out in full display in our life, would there be enough evidence collected to give us a verdict of guilty of reflecting righteousness? Now, I'm not in favor of going out and picking a fight and saying that I'm being persecuted for Christ's sake. But I do believe that if we let our light so shine in this world, there may be times that we are shunned and, yes, even ridiculed. This world is not our home anymore. And a lot of times, we just don't fit. Praise God. But I did notice something about the reward. Remember, Jesus tells the story about paying laborers who are out in the field. Some of them had just begun to work and others had been in the field all day working. As he's paying them, he pays the last ones that were into the field, he pays them first. And the ones that had been in the field all day, they started complaining when they got their pay. Look at the reward of being persecuted. Does it look familiar? Yep. It's the same one from the very beginning steps of this journey. Poor in spirit. You see, the rewards are a part of this heavenly economy, but I do believe the reward cannot be our motivation. Our motivation can only be the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ. And in closing thought with the Beatitudes here, at the beginning I asserted that Jesus was speaking to the disciples. These next two verses are part of my reasoning. While Jesus saw the crowd, he spoke to the disciples. In the next two verses, he shifts the pronouns from a third person plural to a second person, you. I believe Jesus is speaking into his disciples. He knew with the darkness of the world and what their future could look like. If they would be faithful to the light, he assures them that their reward would be great, even though their persecution would mimic how the people of old persecuted the prophets that came before them.